The nation's last remaining napalm stockpile will become history today, nearly 6 years after the Navy began talking about disposing of the aging canisters of inflammable napalm. The project will be completed with a final ceremony at a naval weapons depot in San Diego. Eric Anderson of member station KPBS reports.
For decades, these 67 acres of rolling Southern California hills were covered with more than 30,000 long wooden crates. Inside were aluminum napalm bombs, leftovers from the Vietnam War. Exposed to the elements, some canisters began leaking, and the Navy began dismantling the cache in 1998. Site manager Ike Hohendahl has watched the supply slowly dwindle.
Here to the south, you see the area where we had crates stored, and that still looks like muddy areas. We mostly have empty areas now.
Napalm is a relatively simple chemical brew of gasoline, benzene, and polystyrene. Developed during World War II, the incendiary bombs became a symbol of the nation's unpopular war in Vietnam. Project manager J.D. Brigant says the negative images fueled a public and political outcry as the Navy removal project began in the mid-1990s.
A lot of people got excited about it, and it made it difficult to contract with businesses that didn't really want that type of political spotlight placed on them.
The fervor prompted a Chicago factory to back out of an initial deal to burn the napalm, leaving a trainload of the jelly gasoline on its way east without a destination. It returned to California while the Navy scrambled to find another contractor. Months later, the Texas-based GNI Group agreed to take the napalm. Their plan was to blend it into an industrial fuel and find customers willing to burn it. Company spokesman Mike Howerton says GNI and the Navy spent significant time and money educating the public about the risk.
We kind of suspected going in that a lot of the public concerns and the hoopla surrounding this thing were all about the perception of napalm. But the chemical itself is fairly benign.
But napalm is not risk-free. Although not explosive, the jellied gasoline is flammable and burns at a very hot temperature when ignited. That's why the Navy built a special $5 million plant in Fallbrook near San Diego to take apart the bombs. For nearly 3 years, crews have steadily punched, drained, and shredded about 100 bombs a day. In the control room, operator Dave Jacobson watches a video screen and lets him see what's happening.
I just sent two in, and we punched them. And this is showing the two of them draining. And I've got canisters being shredded up there.
The Navy points proudly to the fact that all the material is being recycled. The aluminum is cleaned and used for engine blocks. The napalm jelly becomes an industrial fuel, and the wooden crates are shredded and used to power a steam turbine. Navy Captain Gary Engel says it is particularly rewarding to come to the end of the project after all the uproar near its beginning.
We wanted to find a way to do it very safely, eradicate those concerns that the public had, and I think that's what came out in the ultimate process that we've gone through for the last couple of years.
The national outrage and concern came with a price, however. The Navy initially thought it would cost $10 to $20 million to dispose of the napalm stockpile, but the final price tag will end up being closer to $50 million. For NPR News, I'm Eric Anderson in San Diego.